From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, the leaders of Israel and the Palestinian Authority pledged to end the violence that has plagued their region for the past 4 years. It happened at a Mideast summit in the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh on the Red Sea. President Hosni Mubarak of Egypt was the host. Jordan's King Abdullah was there as well. And so was our colleague Robert Siegel. He's in the Middle East for the next couple of weeks, and he sent this report.
First, what it wasn't. There was no joint declaration, there were no signatures, no agreed text to be followed, ignored, or picked apart in the coming weeks. It was a pair of statements by President Abbas and Prime Minister Sharon. Taken together, they amount to a promising, if not quite absolute, mutual renunciation of force. After private meetings, the four Middle East leaders sat at a round table, the Palestinian and the Israeli facing each other. Mahmoud Abbas has long been critical of the Palestinians' use of arms against Israel, and today he pledged to put an end to it.
We jointly agreed with Israeli Prime Minister Mr. Sharon to cease all acts of violence against Israelis and Palestinians anywhere.
Right after President Abbas, it was Ariel Sharon's turn. He presented the ceasefire a little differently. It wasn't so much simultaneous as a decision on Palestinian behavior first, then Israeli restraint in return.
We agreed that the Palestinians would terminate all acts of violence against Israelis everywhere, and in return, Israel will cease all its military activities against Palestinians everywhere.
Both Sharon and Abbas spoke of new beginnings, but there were differences of substance and of shading. Abbas speaks of Palestinian and Israeli violence. Sharon speaks of Palestinian violence and Israeli military action. Israeli officials say this summit of beginnings, as it was often called here, had to deal with only the beginning issue, security, or in Israeli terms, fighting terrorism. Mahmoud Abbas expressed disappointment that the summit went no further and didn't reach agreement on some issues of great importance to Palestinians, among them taking down the wall, or what Israelis call the security barrier they're building, also the difficulties facing East Jerusalemites and prisoner releases. There are big questions looming for the Sharm el-Sheikh declarations. Can President Abbas prevent attacks by Palestinian factions? Can Ariel Sharon move from his plan to disengage from Gaza into compliance with terms of the peace plan known as the roadmap? But for all the potential pitfalls, the atmospherics of today's seaside summit were good. Here's longtime Palestinian negotiator Saab Erekat.
The road ahead of us is not going to be an easy one, but if we stick and honor our commitments, I believe we are on the right track. What we need to do today is to revive hope in the minds of Palestinians and Israelis that peace is doable, and it is doable.
And Mark Sofer of the Israeli Foreign Ministry cited a difference between today's ceasefire declarations and hopeful words of the past that accomplished little. This time, he says, public declarations against violence are finding real expression in the actions of both Israelis and Palestinians.
Will there ever be a total cessation of terrorism? Entre nous, can anybody bring a total cessation of terrorism anywhere in the world? We have to demand it. The Palestinians now are going for it. I think both sides now are working on the same footing. And that's why we should be moving. And let's look at it like that.
There was also one piece of regional confidence building today. Egypt's foreign minister was asked whether his government and Jordan will send ambassadors back to Israel. He said they will, but he didn't say when. In Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, site of today's Middle East summit, this is Robert Siegel.